if you're not spitting out the rhymes like you used to, and, well, you know, you've somehow just lost the flow, there is help out there, and his name is Jesse Kramer. He's a rap ghostwriter, and for a modest fee, he will write you a custom rap song, actually a custom rap album if you want. He runs a website out of L.A. It's called Rap Rebirth, and he says just pick a rapper, any rapper, and he can make you sound just like him or, in some cases, her. Jesse, give me a rhyme right now. Right now. Let me hear your flow.
All right. This is about NPR. Voice of the public, republic, you love it, above it, nothing, discussions, talk of it. Broadcasting live from the tower to metropolis, power to the people at the foot of the Acropolis. Dropping this, no stopping us, all topics were on top of it, from the polar caps to the lushes of the tropics.
Wow, that was incredible. And that was free. How much would I have to pay for that if I actually paid for it?
That'd be about $100.
So, and I'll explain how your service works.
An artist comes to my website, and then they'll tell me about themselves. They'll tell me about their formative experiences growing up, who they are, who they want to be perceived as, their favorite subject matter to rap about,
right.
Artists that inspire them, and slang that is used, you know, where they're from.
So you're doing like a biographical sketch. It's almost like you're writing a mini biography of somebody. Have you written any songs that we might have heard of?
I can't say. It's confidential. I can say maybe.
Now, what about styles? I mean, do people sort of have, like, specific requests? They want to sound like a specific rapper?
Yeah. And I found that the rapper people want to sound like the most is Drake.
Is Drake. Okay, so for people not familiar with Drake listening, this is what he sounds like. And you don't even have to ask twice. You can have my heart or we can share it like the last slice. Always felt like you were so accustomed to the fast life. Having thinking that he met you in a past life. Sweatpants. All right, so how do you make people sound like him?
Well, Drake's interesting because he has a lot of crossover appeal, you know, into kind of mainstream pop. But he's also very honest in his lyrics, and he presents a sort of vulnerability. So when people ask to sound like Drake, that's usually what they're asking for. They're asking for, you know, a more honest, self-aware type of hip-hop.
We wouldn't be doing our jobs as journalists, Jesse, if we did not put your services to the test. So we actually did, before we just met here in this interview, we arranged to have you write a rap for one of the greatest NPR luminaries of all time, Susan Stamberg. And you did this, and we're going to hear in a sec. And by the way, I just want you to know she actually wants to be known as MC Horseradish. I don't know if that would appeal to a broad audience, but, you know, it may. Who knows? Anyway, let's take a listen to Susan's rap. You've written the words.
Yeah.
Here's Susan, MC Horseradish Stamberg.
Back up. Began over static on the fabric of the radio. Forever young tongue, you can hear it in my flow. A pro speaking true since 72. Thanksgiving queen, oh, I thought you knew. A humanist at heart and my art is speech. Not loquacious, I'm a verbally vivacious chief. If I could reach the time and rewind, I might. But I wouldn't change a thing, cause I love my life. And if you tried my cooking, you'd fall in love. My specialty is recipes that lie above the culinary norm. Making culinary storms. Perform in the kitchen, making food transform. Don't mean to embellish, but my relish is delish. Even Coolio said it was his favorite dish. Rep NPR for the poor, rich, and bourgeois. The GOP won't defund me. Heck nah.
By the way, this is how Walter Cronkite started out.
Yeah.
All right. That's Jesse Kramer. He runs Rap Rebirth. That's a ghostwriting service for rappers. He spoke to me from our studios at NPR West. Jesse, thanks for coming in.
Thank you. It's been an honor.